Welcome back to The Political Strategist. This is your podcast host, Brenda K. Sanders. You know, I always chronicle a lot of the events that I experience of government gang stalking or abuse, sexual harassment, abuse. It seems to rear its ugly head in all of my transactions and employment endeavors. And recently, on this last Saturday, it was April 6th, I had a loan, the Title Max. They call it family of companies. But anyway, I had a loan with them. I paid it off fully. And I called the store back to, I don't know why I did that, because I shouldn't have done it, to inquire about what my options were about another loan. Yes, I did that. And the manager, his name is Jerome Scott, was extremely, I'm talking about extremely rude, hateful, hellacious, every kind of name you want to call him, he was. And insulting and lying. And he hung up on me like some, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times as I tried to communicate with him about what was going on. And I just happened to be taping the conversation because I already have an ongoing complaint against Title Max for employment discrimination. When last year, it was 2023, I applied for a job with them, and they had applied for a job with them, and they never allowed me an opportunity to be employed with them. In fact, I think they ignored me. I did file a formal complaint with the Georgia EEOC. And so that complaint is now pending and being investigated. And while that complaint is pending and being investigated, I call this gentleman about my loan options again. And he goes off on me like there's no tomorrow. And insults me and denigrates me. And like I was a slave or something. And so I was excessively really upset by his actions. I thought they went overboard that I had to report it to the Title Max headquarters and the family of companies, as they call it. But the brutality and the cruelty by which that man spoke to me on this last Saturday was unacceptable, truly unacceptable. And I haven't researched all of the laws yet that it broke, but I know it broke some laws as a consumer and as a potential merchant, creditor, performing or having a person serving in a representative capacity for such a company is very damaging. And I know under law could be potentially very, 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 it can be compensable under the law. I know there are laws that cover behavior like that. But the disturbing thing is that I taped the conversation. I have 2 cell phones. I have 3 cell phones. 2 are active and activated, and 1 is not. I recorded the conversation. I know. I do know which phone I called Mr. Scott of Title Max on one of the phones, but I recorded it on one of my other 2 phones, only to find that that recording has disappeared, and I was going to use it to present to the Georgia Equal Employment Opportunity Commission in furtherance of my claims of employment discrimination. This same manager informed me back in 2023. Now, mind you, now I'm applying for a job to pay my bills. He informs me that you cannot have a job here because you have a ongoing account here. You cannot be employed here until you pay off your loan. And then he further insults me, denigrates and harasses me, brutalizes me on Saturday, April 6, 2024, in a conversation that involved me, a reloan, and brutalized me in cruelty by hanging up on me at least four times. I thought that was very unprofessional behavior. I didn't call him names. I didn't say anything out of the way to him. I didn't do anything but assert my right to reloan, and this man went berserk on the phone. But because I know organized gang stalking and harassment, I understand what's going on. It's not the first time. That's why I was taping him in the first place. It's because he's already engaged in unsavory, discriminatory behavior in the past. And here he found himself again as an employee, a manager of a Title Max store, engaging in such brutal behavior toward me, a consumer and a former customer of the store. So I wanted to memorialize it here on the vision, on the political strategist. This may come up again in litigation, because I'd already anticipated a lawsuit against Title Max. And hopefully this incident will be added as a pattern of conduct that has been exerted against me. Thank you for tuning in to The Political Strategist. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next time. Thank you.